Well, playing at Michigan was a big stage for not only the school, but just for me to make a name for myself and just show scouts by me being a senior that I could have another chance playing at the next level. So,
what advantages do you see to playing 1AA in your career as opposed to Division
One? My problem is just saying, like, just being able to just go out there and play and not, you know what I'm saying, so much getting cheated by the BCS. I feel like field of 16, the playoff that we have, kind of helps teams who go 8-3, they get hot late, and you can just run the table. And I feel like it's out on the field, and you don't have to look at polls in the media. You can just go out and just handle it yourself.
Dexter, how's it going? Like, Devin Hester helped your ability to drive it late in the early round?
Well, I feel like the return ability with your position is just critical. And I feel like Devin Hester has really helped a lot of return guys like me, Deshaun Jackson, and some other guys who return the ball get picked higher by playing receiver and also do multitask with special teams.
How do you think the Michigan game alone has helped your visibility to scouts?
Well, I think it's big for me. I feel like it's real big for me coming from, you know, they probably look at my tape and be like, well, look who we played. But Michigan is right there. That's one of the top teams this past season, so that really helped me.
How much time have you spent since that game talking about it? I was asked about it.
I mean, I get it a lot of times whenever I come to functions like this or go back to school and they see me on the cover of Sports Illustrated, so I get it a lot.
Yeah, what's that like to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated? It's gotta be a thrill.
Yeah, it's a thrill. It was big for the school, and it was just big to help market me as a player as well.
Dexter, when you're not a big 6'3", 6'4" receiver, how important is it for you to have the return ability?
It's real big for me being 5'9" and just being able to be fast and just make people miss and then take it. Being able to make a play and also take it to the house is real critical in my game.
It was like having Dick Vermeil say some nice things about you.
Oh, it was real big. I looked up to him. He reminded me of my coach at my school, Jerry Moore at App State. And Coach Vermeil personally told me that he likes like receivers my size that can run.
Was there late to the Senior Bowl and really caught the eye of everyone? I know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it felt good for me. I wish I would have came in Sunday with the rest of the guys and really had a couple of more days to showcase, but I knew by coming in late I just had to make an initial impact and produce.
So there's no SI jinx for you?
No, sir. I hopefully took care of that.
Were there any receivers that you, when you were growing up, that you emulated or wanted to model your career?
I'd probably say Santana Moss or Steve Smith.
Because of their size?
Because of their size and speed and just the way they play.
How much contact have you had with teams since?
I've had a lot of contact. I probably talked about 12 teams last night and a couple of more today.
Do you remember if the Patriots were?
Yes, they. I talked to them. I will talk to them personally on Saturday.
This
Saturday. About Steve Smith. I just like his return game before. They just made him strictly a receiver and just how he just plays relentless.
That's just some of the questions they've asked you in those 15-minute interview process?
Family, offense I ran, what I do on my free time, what type of friends I have back home to hang out with, things like that.
How's your track experience helped you?
Well, actually, my track experience is just a couple of months old. I just ran this past spring in April for the first time in my life and did pretty well.
Chose to say you did pretty well.
Yes.
Is that a surprise to you that you were able to go out and do something so new? I
kind of wish I would have ran right when I got to school, or maybe even in high school. That probably would have helped recruiting for football and track. So, because I only ran the 1 and the 2 meter and the 4x1.
That's in those meetings. Did they say anything to you about where you fit on the offensive side, outside, inside, or you know, just special teams?
A lot of teams said they were also looking for like a lot of special teams guys and also having a need at a receiver position. So that was going to really increase my value as a player. And just to be able to fit in and be like a third, fourth round guy at a receiver position, but being able to return the ball jumped me up higher.
Is your background in slot?
Yes.
Is that for you, a
slot receiver? A slot receiver, and I could play a little bit outside, depending on what we have to get done.
Did you see a niche for a slot receiver? There were two guys with slot receivers drafted.
I really do, especially in this year's draft.
What's the difference playing a slot?
I'd probably say in the slot you have more, I wouldn't say slower linebackers, but I mean they're getting athletic nowadays, but I feel like it's more mismatches on safeties who really can't run that fast with smaller receivers who do have speed, like Wes Welker.
Is that what happened with all
those long catches you had? Yes. A lot of times there are mismatches and pick routes to get me open and just get free, catch the ball and make something happen. I feel like it helps me a lot because a lot of times the sideline helps the corners as a defender, you know, to knock me out of bounds. I can't run my route, but being inside, I have more field to work with.
What do you think are your greatest strengths and the areas where you need to improve the most going into
the game? I'll probably say my greatest strength is my speed, being able to eat up a defender's cushion and route running. And I feel like the biggest area is really like just focusing more on the ball when it comes to me by catching it and just taking care of it. Oh, it's been great for me. Coming from a small school, just having exposure, it's like we get a lot more respect now that not only we dominate on in our division, but just to beat Michigan this year really gets a lot of exposure for our school. It's really affected it a lot. I mean, that's where a lot of people know me from. And then just to have another successful season, finishing it off again 3 years in a row, just makes it a lot greater.
What has it been? I mean, how would the season have felt? You beat Michigan, but how would the season have felt if you hadn't won and also won the championship?
It probably wouldn't have been a disappointment, but it wouldn't have been as good as it is now. Because a lot of people said if you would have just beat Michigan and not won versus Delaware, how would you feel? And I said I would rather win versus Delaware than beat Michigan because that's in our conference and in our division, so it means a lot to us.
Are those official measurements?
It was like 5'9" in the fourth and 182.
Two more questions.
I'm hoping to run hopefully somewhere between 4.28,
4.33. What other teams have shown great interest in
it? The Rams, the Raiders, and the Patriots.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.